Hello everyone, I'm Pascal, and this is my last episode of Professors Are Cool People Too. I absolutely love talking with Professors Dennegan, Sarkar, and Pierrot because despite being unique in their backgrounds and research specialties, they each encompass what I respect most about English as a field of study. It demands that you become a more thoughtful, informed person. I mean, how could you not when you're confronted with the same gender bias that artists from the 16th century fought against, the product of a racialized education system, or interested in histories that have been intentionally buried? At the start of the season, I set out to uncover the cool person behind the profession, but found that what makes Professors Dennegan, Sarkar, and Pierrot cool is their profession. Being able to pursue what you find interesting and impart that knowledge onto young minds while encouraging them to do the same is a big deal, and they, along with teachers and professors everywhere, deserve much more respect and recognition for the amazing work that they do. Hopefully this podcast is a step in the right direction. On a more personal note, I've always gotten along well with adults, sometimes better than with kids my own age, and hosting this past season added to my reasons why. The conversations I got to initiate and participate in just tickle my brain in the best possible way. I also have to say thank you to Professors Sarkar and Pierrot for their understanding, flexibility, and willingness to speak with me twice due to technical difficulties. Definitely not a preferable situation, but I found that our conversations went better the second time around. I am very grateful that my interview with Professor Dennegan went smoothly. Quite literally don't think I could have handled if my first interview went left. I likely would have taken that as a bad omen. Once again, I have to thank Professor Sean Forbes for helping me turn each interview into a narrative. I would have been lost without you. Thanks to Ali O for sharing a wealth of resources with me, specifically telling me what RSS and SEO means. Biggest, warmest thanks go to Melanie Hepburn for being each episode's first listener and for the consistent, positive comments. And an even bigger, warmer thank you to the English department at UConn for their unwavering support, trust, and care during these past 4 years. One last thing, I thought it would be pretty fun to share some of the season's bloopers. Producing this podcast was a lot of things, but easy's definitely not one of them. I hope these put a smile on your face. It was really fun putting this one together. Showcasing the people that make English at UConn what it is has been an honor. I'll carry this place and this time with me forever. Well, because also you mentioned in your pre-interview form that you enjoy writing them because you find them, like, miraculous. So, just kind of...
God, what was I talking about?
You had... Currently, Professor Dennegan is working on a libretto for a sung-through musical play that's... Hold on. Quote, I came to Artemisia because I am, for lack of a better word, angry. Frustratingly maddening... Wow... You see, I got a speech. I got a speech impediment, y'all. Give me a sec. Artemisia Gentileschi's work offers this fantasy of female revenge through paintings like Judith beheading Holofernes. I left her. Okay, enough.
Where were you guys hiking? Like, when you took your son?
So this was in Southern California, like in San Bernardo. Oh my God.
And the sorts of applications they can have in our everyday lives. Professor Sarkar also shared, whoa, you see, you got a little too confident. The stakes, after all, were immense. Not only were novel theories like Cornucopius's Helos, hold on. This dual crisis of there's no way, hold on. Why is reading so hard? Okay.
They grade really hard and you, it's sink or swim, sink, whatever, whichever way you want to look at it.
Currently, Professor Pierrot is working on several projects, to name a few, an article on the plays of Archie Shepp, an artist mostly known as a prominent saxophone. I respect Professor Pierrot's professionalism, but I don't feel the need to mirror it. In case it wasn't clear, Napoleon's first aspirin was the Haitian Revolution.